it is not uncommon for me, really, to have a conversation about how hard it is to negotiate screen time, downsizing it at my house for my kids. But there really is something that us parents are overlooking here, a little, perhaps. That is the time we spend on our devices. And looking at this, I thought, ooh, I probably could look at this a little more closely. Somehow we see it very differently. We're busy. We're on our devices. Michael McKinnon is Security Awareness Director at AVG Technologies and joins us. There's some pretty interesting facts, Michael, that have come out of a survey, haven't they?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. We did a global survey which covered 6,000 parents across 9 different countries, and certainly some interesting news here. We asked parents, do they think they check their mobile device too much? And just over half of Aussie parents, 54%, said, yep, we check in the devices too much.
Do people have too much on their phone? Like they have their Facebook and their phone and their Instagram and their emails. Maybe you should just leave your emails at work. I guess some people can't do that, can they?
No. I think we're struggling in this modern world, and certainly our smart phones and our smart tablets have got all sorts of smart things on them, and perhaps a mix of too many things. But you know, the worrying part, I guess, is we've uncovered some of the sort of worst mobile habits that parents have when it comes to their children. And kids really indicated to us that their parents being distracted during a conversation was kind of the biggest thing that disappointed them.
Oh, that's sad. You know, in this generation, grow up and they go, oh, my parents didn't talk to me. They were too busy on their device. So I just stayed on my device. That's how I dealt with it. But they do say that a third of children believe that their parents spend equal or less time with them than on their mobile devices.
Yeah.
Now, if kids are really feeling that way, that's very scary.
It is very scary. You know, some of the other worst habits that we uncovered was using your mobile while watching TV with your child, the big no-no of using your device at the dinner table. We asked kids what they thought about that, and the reason kids didn't like that was because they're being told by their parents that they shouldn't do it, and yet their parents are doing it.
And there was some really sad things come out of this. I'll get to that in a moment, but out of these children, how old were they? Because teenagers don't seem to care that much for your time.
No, indeed. So the children were mainly between 8 and 13 in this survey. We've got other stats from teenagers, but they're quite a different beast altogether.
Mm. Well, the biggest issue with children had with their parents when they became distracted by their device when talking to them was that a third of them said they were made to feel unimportant.
Yes, that's right. They said it makes them feel less important. They also said it isn't polite to do. There were also other things where they felt they were being ignored, such as when they're playing outside, you know, down at the park or somewhere like that, and mum and dad or the guardian are checking their device. They felt that their guardian parent or parent were missing out on fun activities, which is a shame too.
Do you have kids, Michael?
I do, and I'm guilty as charged as well. I have two boys, 7 and 8, and I've got my oldest boy playing football, and I must admit I've missed at least one goal from being on my device. So, yes, very much in line with what's going on here.
That'll come up at the 21st, you know that one.
Yes, quite possibly.
And at that age too, it's like, watch me do this, watch me do this, push me. Watch me do this, I did a double, yeah. It's hard because often at work you don't get a chance to actually do your work. You have to do that when you go home.
Yeah, that's right. And look, on the positive side, there are some things that we can do on our devices to kind of make this a little bit easier. Mm. A lot of the modern devices now do have do not disturb hours. You can actually program into the device, and you can also kill off or disable some of those notifications for emails and even social media notifications and things like that perhaps you don't need to be alerted to, you know, every second that they happen.
Or you can do what I do every day. I have to have my phone off while I'm on the air, supposedly. I just heard it go off. But then you forget to turn it back on, and the next day somebody goes, I've been ringing you all night. You can turn them off, can't you? Apparently, is there an off button?
There is an off button, and you can do that as well. One of the other funny habits that came out of this was texting someone in the same house.
I have done that. I want to know, actually, call me now, 13 13 32. Did you text someone in your own house, and what was the content of that? Have you done this, Michael?
I have been guilty of this. More so my wife, actually, checking. If I'm upstairs, she'll text me sometimes and see what I'm up to, and if I want to come down for a cup of coffee or something. And it's something that does happen.
And then you reply? Yes, I'm coming down?
Yes, I reply, or I yell out, why are you texting me?
I have actually, on a Sunday morning, requested a cup of tea via text to my bloke who was out in the kitchen, go, any chance of a cuppa? Because, I mean, when it's cold, you have to get out and walk out there and ask him for a cuppa, or worse, even make it yourself. So
well,
there is some convenience there, isn't
there? That's it. Perhaps cheaper than a phone call, maybe.
It is. But it's bad when you hear the text go off and his phone's on the other side of the bed. We should do, and the terribly sad part of this too was over half parents agreed that they were using it too much and they knew it.
This is true. And also what was really interesting is we asked parents, do they think they're setting a good example with their mobile use? And sort of, 55% of Aussie parents agreed, they think they are setting a good example. So it's the majority think they're setting a good example. But what was really interesting is when we looked at younger parents versus older parents, older parents were much more likely to say that they were setting a good example, whereas younger parents were far less confident with that answer.
Which one of those were lying?
I think it's pretty accurate because
really?
Then when we looked at, when we asked the parents, do they check their device too much?
Yeah.
Younger parents, like 78% of parents aged 18 to 24 said that they're checking their device too much, whereas parents who are kind of in the 45 plus range,
yeah,
and it's around 40% admit that they're checking their device too much. So clearly younger parents are using their mobiles far more than older parents.
Yeah, us oldies just use it for phone calls because we don't know how to do anything else on it.
That's right. And you and I are texting, but other people are using Viber and WhatsApp and all sorts of other internet related.
Tinder messaging from the bedroom. Michael, it's been interesting, something we should really take under consideration, I guess. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Claire.
Michael McKinnon's Security Awareness Director at AVG Technologies. John, have you been texting in your house?
Not me, but my son and daughter will quite often text me from their bedroom asking, what's the tea? or when will it be ready?
Really? And do you reply or do you yell?
No, I tell them to get it. If they want an answer, come out here.
Yeah,
I don't take them back. No, definitely not.
What's for tea? I bet you're teenagers. That's the extent of the conversation you get, really, isn't it?
Pretty well. Daughter's 13 and son is 19. So, yeah, that's about it. Yep. You're right. What's for tea and when is it?
What's for tea, when is it? Thanks very much, John. What about you, Michael? Are you guilty of this?
Not so much me, but my teenagers. I'll be in the room with them trying to have a conversation, and I look around and they've got their eyes glued to their tablet or to their mobile phone.
Are they just not hearing you?
They're not hearing me. They're zoned out, and that's frustrating. And the other thing is that, mind you, this is my fault, that we share the same bank app, and so sometimes I'll get a call, can you send me some money? And,
And then you don't answer your phone.
Oh, no, I do, but sometimes I just text them back and say that the particular bank is closed today.
I love it. Thanks so much, Michael. Yeah, are you guilty of texting in your own house? We've got what's for tea, any chance of a cuppa, and I can't remember what the other one was. Oh, yeah, would you like to come downstairs for a coffee?